greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, this is the time of year when I just want to burn something up because tax day is coming up. It's here in the next week. We're going to have that filing date. And you know what? It's our civic duty. We got to do it. But I struggle with it every year, man. I just wish I felt like I got a better value for my money. But you know what? You can't control everything. The government's got to do something. So we're going to let them do their thing, and we're going to talk about grilling today. Little gas grills. Whether you like them, whether you don't like them, we're going to break that down. I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the Grilling Guys, and thanks for starting off on a happy note, Joppy.
Yeah, right.
Here, give me your glass. You know what? I'm holding in my formerly nicotine-stained hands, to quote Rush. Yeah. It's a beautiful Wits and Ale. We had the privilege of giving a little sneak peek from Whitson from Arcadia Ales. And, of course, I believe it's released now anyway. But right. This I had in my garage and thought that might take the tax nerves down just a notch.
You know what it does? It makes me – there's just a calm sense about me now because I got a little Wits and Ale. If you haven't heard me say this before, this is my absolute favorite beer. I'm not offending anybody else that happens to be a sponsor and affiliated with our show, but you only get one favorite, right? And this one happens to be mine. Bob, you like other beers? I like my Whitson. And our friends at Arcadia Ales produce a great, great beer. So I'm on record, baby.
My favorites tend to float based on the year, but there is no doubt that this is the greatest summer beer in the world.
Yep, it's a wheat beer. It's brewed with some spices, a little coriander, a little orange peel. It's just, I don't know. For me, it just hits the spot.
Well, it tells me that summer's coming.
Yeah.
Come winter, I'm going to want probably like a hop knocker or something darker.
Right.
And
hop knocker's great.
I think in the fall, I like to go with... I don't know, a Bulldog Red maybe, because we go to Ferris, and, you know, that's a Bulldog beer.
Crank helps us out with our tailgates
so
up there and stuff.
I have seasonal beers, and then when it comes to deer camp, whatever's left in my garage.
Right.
Honestly, sometimes Chaz or sometimes Jim Crank just give me a nice 5-gallon can of beer to take to deer camp. So you should come to deer camp sometime.
Yeah, well, that would mean I'd have to hunt because you guys just don't hang out and cook like I do at my deer camp.
So what'd you do this week, dude?
You know what I did is I brought in the spring in grand fashion. I went over to my local butcher. You guys all know where we go, our friends at Sobe Meats. But I went over to my local butcher, and the gal I'm with right now that I'm dating and I, we had the... Her dog and my dog were over, so I went and got steaks with a bone in them. And I grilled up a couple porterhouse from my friend at Sobe Meats. Mr. Tim Sobe had put me on some 1-inch thick porterhouse steaks that were fabulous. I just a little bit of salt, sea salt, cracked pepper, and garlic powder. I seasoned them on both sides and let them come up to room temperature. They were maybe on a platter an hour and a half before I cooked them. And then I got that. I did them on a gas grill. I didn't do them on charcoal. I did them on gas because I knew we were going to talk about gas grills this week. And
it was always kind of nice to do something like when we have the show plan coming up. It's always nice to do something fitting on that so you can get in the zone.
Exactly.
You can speak about it authoritatively instead of just BSing.
Yeah, and I never do that.
I wasn't inferring.
Right, I'm sure. But anyway, cook those up. Now, you get a feel for your piece of equipment. You know how your particular grill cooks. I've been working on this same gas grill for years.
I'm going to say 15.
Yeah, so I'm overdue for a new one, frankly. But you've got all this great equipment.
Well,
so
I'm pandering to some of our suppliers. His grill's 15 years old. Can somebody help a brother?
Yeah. But anyway, my point is this: is I got it. I can tell by feel. But if I was putting the ThermoPen on it, it would have been at about 125 degrees. I pull that off because I'm on the medium rare side is where I like it. I pulled those off. I let them set for about 7 to 10 minutes before I put them on the plate and we cut them. That resting period is so very important. But what did I grill? Two beautiful porterhouse. Love it, love it, love it.
Can't go wrong with a porterhouse. Can't go wrong with the porterhouse.
What about you?
I just got back last night. We've been on the West Coast for the entire week. Yep.
Lots of seafood.
My bride to Sacramento. We rented a car and drove down the coast.
Is that Highway 1 deal?
Yeah. Had a fantastic. We even went to San Francisco for a couple hours. So she wanted to see it.
Eat some Rice-A-Roni.
I gave her a couple hours. Took her to Chinatown. She's never been to Chinatown. She's never been to San Francisco.
Really?
She's never driven down Highway 1.
Oh, you had to enjoy that. Did
you
get my a convertible?
God. Got a convertible.
Yep, absolutely.
Stayed in.
Good for you.
Arroyo Vista. I mean, I have these points with hotels, so I basically stared where I got a free room as much as I could.
Oh, you're a hopeless romantic.
Got to see the girls. I took her out to the Grand Canyon. We hiked the Grand Canyon. She's never seen the Grand Canyon.
Around the rim, or did
in? I'm good. Oh, down in.
Did you really?
I'm good.
You didn't ride a burro down there? You
No. We belong to Snap Fitness, man. We huffed that baby.
You
backpacks
are the man.
And all.
Wow.
Yeah. No, this girl's in shape, man. She was kicking my butt. I shouldn't say that.
So
on
did
the radio
you ride to Burroughs
I didn't
back
want her
out?
To know that.
Okay. Did you walk down in, but you had to ride to Burroughs back out?
No, you trail it.
Phone helicopter or something?
It's beautiful, though. Have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
I've been to the Grand Canyon, but I've never hiked a Grand Canyon.
You didn't
go
down it?
No. Mm-hmm. I drove around the edge and looked at it and said, ooh, that's a beautiful hole in the ground.
I did that to Hoover Dam one time.
Yeah.
Made a lot of people mad. But then stopped off. We drove back, and we flew out and drove back because we had an extra car out there that we had to bring back for my son, Alex, which was really cool. So we got to stay the night in Branson, Missouri. What an awesome place. I took her to the lake.
Did you watch any
shows? No. We just walked the street. It was a really cool town. It's like a blue-collar Vegas, actually much nicer than Vegas, because there's not a bunch of prostitutes and stuff like that. It's really clean and beautiful. Took her to Lake of the Ozarks on the way back.
Oh, that's a pretty place.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we got in about 1 o'clock this morning.
Well, hey, thanks for getting up and being a grilling guy this morning, man. That's awesome. I appreciate that. But anyway, well, that sounds like a good trip. What'd you eat? What was the best thing you ate on the whole trip?
Oh, boy, that's tough. I had some snapper that was awesome.
I'm not going there.
Oh boy. We ate so much food but you know, we're eating a lot of small plates. California, I probably had more avocados in a week than I've had in a month.
Good stuff though.
I love them.
Yep.
Avocado BLTs, the California BLTs got avocado on it. A lot of good food. Good to see the girls. Good to be home though. That's a whirlwind tour.
Yeah.
Fly out, drive back.
That's a long drive back. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about gas grills and what to look for in a gas grill. Maybe you rolled yours out of the garage and it got a little rickety over the winter, and it's your time for an upgrade. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.